Drive around the Qatari capital, Doha, and you can't miss all the new buildings, roads and infrastructure projects. But the Gulf state's fast-paced development isn't limited to urban modernization. Qatar is marking a major political milestone, its first ever legislative elections. Candidates vying for a place in the legislative body called the Shura Council have been campaigning for 2 weeks. Election posters and banners are on display on almost every major road across the country. Until now, the council has been mainly a consultative body made up of 45 members appointed by the country's ruler. But that's all changing. On Saturday, Qataris will elect 30 members to serve on the council, which will have the right to draft laws, approve or reject state budgets, question and even sack government ministers. Another 15 members will be appointed by the emir, meaning two-thirds of the Shura Council will be elected. Yusuf Al-Khater is one of those vying for a seat. The former Qatari diplomat shows me around his home district of Al-Wakra and recalls the major transformation it's gone through since its dependence on pearl diving more than half a century ago. He tells me the upcoming elections will be majorly significant in shaping Qatar's identity.
Usually in Qatar, we do the things in our own way. It's a unique system that is not the like the Western democracy, and it's not like the dictatorship that in some other area and some other countries in the region. We are trying to develop our own way and deliver it to the people, whereas the participation can be in a wide and bigger scale.
Qatar has long been regarded as one of the region's leaders when it comes to women empowerment, and the country is looking towards Saturday's polls as another opportunity to further that. Lina Dafar is one of about 30 female candidates whose names will be on the ballot paper and stands a strong chance of winning.
I believe that nations can only rise through the efforts of their people. That's why I've decided to share the responsibility that Qatar's leadership has in legislations and in serving the people and addressing the issues that matter to citizens, especially women, because they are the backbone of society.
The excitement isn't limited to those contesting for a seat in the Shura Council. For Qataris over the age of 18, this will be the first time in their lives they've been able to vote in a legislative election.
I will vote for a female candidate. I'm extremely happy that we are participating in the important and historic process. And because of its importance, women's participation is integral, and we should support each other.
The challenge for the members of Qatar's first ever elected Shura Council will not simply be how to serve the people, but for many of these new legislators, it'll be how to navigate this major new adjustment to the country's system of governance as Qatar continues its push to becoming a source of reform and modernization in the region. Jamal Al-Shayal, Al Jazeera, Doha.